Yeah. Welcome to the Music and Video Games Podcast. Yeah, you can find this on Anchor. You can find my beat on YouTube under Drake Style Instrumentals. And you can find more beats on SoundCloud, Adam DA1. And wherever you're listening to this podcast, but today let's talk about the top R&B artists. In my eyes, you have Alicia Keys. Music Soul Child. We have Mary J. You have
but at the end of the day, every single district I talked to, her reason said student safety is
that LMA. Alyssa Carr. Let's see who else. Frank Ocean. You have Andy Irie. Literally naming just top ones in my eyes. You have a artists that fit all of those categories, Adele, and she literally fits all of those categories. There is so many more artists, but I literally didn't write a list. I'm just naming them off the top of my head. Both New Age and back in the day artists. But yeah. Take this list, listen to it, like it, love it, and hopefully you find some gems in here, because that's all I'm dropping is jewels. So Mary J, that's one. Tori Kelly. On the next segment, we're going to talk about what makes one. And talk about some of the classics on this part of the episode. First and foremost, Anita Baker. The Vandross. I can't go old school without mentioning let's see, Stevie Wonder, Teddy Pendergrass, rest in peace to the late great Aretha Franklin. Oh yes, she on it too. Jagged Edge. SWV. Yeah. Total. And so many more. Now let's get into what makes a great R&B artist. What makes a great R&B artist in my eyes is you come from the soul with yours. You have something to say. You have what I call timeless. And you also gotta have that. This is not a word, but re-listening ability. Like, you gotta be able to make people wanna keep listening to your music. Not just hear the day gone tomorrow. Which, as I call them, fly by night. You hear the night, you're gone on my night. So, if there's any past implications of it, just look at Nilly Vanilly. Where have they been? Some people might not like me just throwing them out there like that, but that when this list right here, and the past list that I did, they're both put here to make you think. And now, all I want you to do is check it out and just keep moving on with it, because just let me know how y'all feel. So, just check it out. check it out. Let me know what y'all think.
Thank you.
This list is no bullshit. But if y'all don't believe me when I say I do the best list for y'all, just listen to this podcast and you'll see. But right now, we're gonna talk about what it takes to be a great R&B artist. One, it takes great content, great skill, great replayability. Okay. And you just gotta have that goodness in your music. It gotta come out like grandma's sweet potato pie. Just good. Just Fantasia's good. Avant is good. Melanie Fiona, she's good. Aaliyah, she's good. Everybody, man. Just, you do have some bad ones. But also, if you're lazy, somebody ain't wanna just know the top best artist to listen to. Look no further than my head, motherfucker. Like this list is crazy. So yeah, check it out. Yeah, man, you know what it is. But, yeah. Like I told you before, just listen. I got you. You can find this podcast on it's about to be on YouTube soon. Let's see. But you can find my beats on YouTube under Drake Style Instrumentals. Adam DA1 on SoundCloud. Adam Carpenter on Instagram. Adam Carpenter on Facebook. And the rapping poet on SoundClick. Yeah, peace.